It was indeed a funeral mass that reminds us of the great sacrifice that Tommy Sullivan has given for his country, the hero that he is, and to see so many people who come together, particularly the members of our armed forces who are here today, must be a great, great support to the family in such a time of tragedy and of loss. And the support of the Western Massachusetts community has really been edifying. And indeed, our whole nation mourns Tommy and those who died with him in this tragic event.
Could you tell us about your homily?
In the homily, when we look at the Marines and we look at all that they do, a lot of their values are so close to our Catholic values. Their selflessness, the sacrifice that they make in their lives, in serving all over the world. They're looking out for their brothers and sisters, and the way that they try to bring peace to the most troubled areas. Really, I wanted to get that into the homily, to speak about Tommy and his life, and about all of those who serve in our armed forces to whom we are most grateful, and especially praying for the families of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives.
And you mentioned that Marine epitomizes strength, and you said the highest strength one can have is love.
And indeed, when we look at the selflessness of those who serve in our armed forces, that selflessness truly emulates love in our world, and that is true strength. The whole world knows that we indeed are a very strong nation, but we're a very loving nation, and we seek not to bring war, but to bring peace and to bring wholeness and healing.
How many people were inside, and what did that kind of speak to Tommy himself?
I think the crowds that were inside of the church and those who have lined the streets of Springfield and who were there to support the family show how deeply Tommy's life and the lives of those of our armed forces touch the hearts of our people in all that they do. And I'm very proud of the people of Springfield for the way in which they've turned out to show support for Tommy, for his family, and indeed for all of those who serve in our armed forces.
Did you know him or his family members?
I did not know Tommy personally, nor his family. I was only able to speak with his family just after I heard the news of his death, and then, of course, to meet them today at the funeral.
How are they doing?
Well, it's tough, but I think it's consoling to them to see so many people in support of them over these past days and these past 2 weeks, and particularly here today for his funeral mass.